serve you, Lord, lifting holy hands in worship. We will not bow down to the gods of man. We will worship the God of Israel. I'm going to sing it again. As for me and my house, we will serve you, Lord, lifting holy hands in worship. Oh, we will not bow down to the gods of men. We will worship God of Israel. I'm going to sing the chorus. For you are.
Oh, Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as we're singing that song, you are holy. There is no one like you. And I'm thinking, what kind of God we serve? A fire goes before him. Zillions of angels around him. The throne of glory. And yet he has chosen us. And yet his fire does not consume us. But it brings healing and wholeness and deliverance to us. We serve a living God. Father, we bless your holy name tonight. You are a holy God. And you said those who come to worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. You deserve every adoration and every magnification. You deserve every praise. You deserve every thanksgiving. Father, your patience is beyond our own imagination. We have done so many things against you, but yet your everlasting love continues to cover us. Your hands of mercy continue to guide us. Father, we bless your holy name. Of all places you decide to keep us, you have kept us as the apple of your eye, carved us in the palm of your hand. Father, we bless your holy name. With our hands lifted up tonight, we say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy, for your grace, for your truth, for your love, your everlasting love. It's not a love for a decade, but forever and ever. We bless your holy name. Lord, have your way in our midst tonight. Touch our lives. Let the service tonight bring glory and honor to you. Touch every life present. Those hearing the sound of my voice, wherever they are, minister grace to them. Minister grace to Apostle, refresh him and the team that is with him. Strengthen them. Cover them with the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the mighty works you have done and you continue to do. Thank you for your protection. Thank you, O God, for your word is sent and you are bringing deliverance and wholeness to your people. Father, we give you praise. Tonight, let your word fix everything that needs to be fixed in our lives. As the word go out, may the sent word begin to do what it needs to do in every one of our lives, in our homes, in our neighborhood, in our city, and in our nation. Be magnified, O God. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, shalom, everybody. Happy Mother's Day to all mothers that are present and those that are at home and those hearing me right now. May the Lord visit your home and your family, your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, your parents, and your siblings in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank God for all mothers. And we thank God for all the mothers that raised us. Some of them are no longer here. Yeah, they've moved to glory. They have now become the cloud of witness. May we continue to honor them. Say, honor your father and your mother that it will be well with you and that your days on earth will be long. It did not say the honoring stop now. It did not say only when they are alive. We honor and we remember their memory. And we give God thanks because our God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They've been gone for thousands of years. And yet, the God said, I will visit you. Hallelujah. He remembers the fathers. May he remember our mothers also. And as we remember them, we give God thanks for their lives. Praise the Lord. We don't worship the dead. We give God thanks. Because without that generation, you will not be here. So we thank God for every generation and the generation to come after us. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Well, I talked to Apostle briefly after we went home. Praise God. Somebody took me out. Family took me out for lunch. So we praised the Lord and then came back and he called. And we talked, and it was already so early in the morning for him. He just finished meetings. He got in, I think it was past 2 a.m. for meetings to be finished, and then and he's just going to get a quick sleep and get up, and morning starts in a few hours. So I'm sure he's on his way to do whatever he needs to do. So the Lord refresh him and rejuvenate him and bless him in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. Tonight we'll continue with the word. I don't know how you just start saying praise the Lord and then the time start rolling. So let's go. So we stopped with the angelic assistance. So speaking the word and let your angel work for you. So employ them. Don't keep them unemployed. Say amen. Give them assignment to do. Now you can't say command them, and with the words of God, when they hear that coming out of you, they hearken, and then they take the message to God. May they hear your voice, may your angel hear your voice, and then be careful. You know, the Bible says, be careful of your angel, because as you are going, don't do crazy stuff. So they can also do something against you. So may you not have angel that's ready to destroy you. I told you the story of King David. The angels are and to help. But when you are doing the wrong thing, they can also try to kill you. May your angel not kill you, but help you in the name of Jesus. Say a big amen. All right, praise God. All right, let's go to, we're talking about the word, the power of the word, and how quick it works, and how you must learn to befriend the word of God. Let God's word be your guide. Let the word alone is good. It's more than enough. Because God says, I hold my word above all my names. Maybe we'll start with that particular scripture. Psalm 138 verse 2. Yeah, 138 verse 2, 2b. So please put that up for me. Psalm 138 verse 2. I will worship toward the holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. Somebody shout hallelujah. God has so many names. His name is righteousness. His name is holy. His name is Jehovah. I am that I am. His name is Jesus. His name is Emmanuel. He has so many names. All his names are powerful and they are great. And we called. He said, when you call his name, every knee bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. We read that in Philippians 2. So, and here he's telling you, as powerful as my name is, I hold my word and I magnify it above all, not some of my name, all my name. Somebody shout hallelujah. So when the word of God comes to you, never be casual with it. Rejoice and shout for joy that you are able to hear his word. Because the word is a person, and that person is Jesus Christ. Turn to John chapter 1. John 1. This should be something that you as a believer is acquainted with. Acquaint yourself with the word of the Lord. We're going to read from verse 1. I'll stop at about 14. In the beginning was the word, and the word was what? With God. And the word was God. So it's very clear. The word is what? God. Beginning. So beginning before heaven and earth was made. The word. And at the end, it's still going to be the word. Amen. Alpha, Omega is still the word. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. The same was in the beginning with God. Hallelujah. Before the heavens and the earth and the galaxies and everything was made, before water was made, before earth was made, before any vegetation was made, before the seeds were formed, before anything, before man was made, before angels were made, before anything, before the archangels were made, before anything is the word. Hallelujah. So the word is not something you should fool around or play with. You should treasure it and be thankful that you are privileged to have that word inside you. Somebody shout hallelujah. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. So the word is a him. It's not an it. Praise the Lord. The word is a person. And without him was not anything made that was made. Anything made, he is the ingredient. The beginning and the end of that ingredient is the beginning and the end of that recipe, is the beginning and the end of everything. Somebody shout hallelujah. In him was life. In that word was life, and the life was in the light of men. So are there men in this house tonight? Somebody shout hallelujah. The Bible calls us the sons of God. So both male, female, you are sons of God. Somebody shout hallelujah. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. It cannot engulf it. Let there be light. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. So John was demonstrating and said, this is the Son of the living God. And he's a witness. How does somebody like John, we're talking about John the Baptist. He stayed, his ministry was in the wilderness. His ministry was not even in a plush city. He did not have a city like Winnipeg to preach. There were cities, there was Judea, there was Samaria, there was Jerusalem. There were places he can stay to preach. But his ministry was in the wilderness, in the boonies. Nobody is there. And he dressed funny. He wore sackcloth. He ate honey. He ate locusts. He was eating bugs. That was his food. But right there, he's preaching the gospel. He's saying, the Son is here. I am not the one. Because his birth was a miracle. His father was a priest of the city and of that nation. So everybody knew his household. Praise the Lord. You know, so he was not from a home that nobody, they knew him. And they knew the miracle of when the mother was pregnant with him, how the angel shut the mouth of the high priest. May you get acquainted with the word of God in the mighty name of Jesus. These are powerful people. So he stays in the wilderness, and all he was preaching, repent. He was preaching repentance. And the multitude will leave and go into the bush. It's like going to, what kind of bush would we say here? We have the guys who go hunting. Where you go hunting? To go and look for elk, look for deer, and look for all those things to hunt. You're not hunting in the city. And right there, you are speaking the word, and people start coming from all the cities to you. May the Lord draw his people to his house. In the mighty name of Jesus, to hear the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So John was not a novice. He was a powerful man of God. And he was not that light. So he's saying John is not that light. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. So Jesus is the light. That was the true light which lighted every man that cometh into the world. So that was that same light that God spoke about in Genesis 1. Let there be what? Light. Because it's the creative power. Somebody shout hallelujah. He said, nothing is made without him. So once he's spoken into existence, spoken into the situation, something must change. May as you speak the name of the Lord and speak the word of the Lord and his light, may something change in your family, change in your household, change in your business, change in our city, change in our nation, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Verse 10, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. The maker, it's like today we drive different vehicles, they all have different names, their brands, their clothes that have brands, their shoes that have brands. But vehicles, let's use vehicles. There are all kinds of vehicles. If I call Nancy, what do you drive? Everybody will start calling whatever they are driving. those are brand vehicles. But the maker of those vehicles, nobody knows who they are. Except you do your homework. May you know him today. May you not just use him and say, God, give me this, give me that, give me that, do this for me. You are using what they have made for you, but you don't know him. May we know him in the mighty name of Jesus. Say they knew him not. Verse 11. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. So Jesus was faced with rejection. May we not reject him while we hear his voice. Bible says, while it's called today, let us receive salvation in the name of Jesus. James 4 tells us that. Verse 12, but as many as received him, to them gave him power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. May we accept him today. Are there believers in this house? Are there people who have received him? He said, once you receive him, you become sons of God. You are in a different class. Somebody shout hallelujah. Even to them that believe on his name. So once you receive him, you get power. Power is given to you to be the son of the living God. So Jesus is the son of the living God, and now you have become son of the living God. Somebody shout hallelujah. So verse 13. Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. So your new birth in Christ Jesus is not born of flesh. It's not your mother's giving birth to you. You are born of the will of God. You are born of the will of God. Hallelujah. Not the will of man. Verse 14, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So these are witnesses saying, we saw him. He lived with us. We ate with him. We walked with him. We know his house. You know, they were saying, oh, Jesus, why he was doing miracles? Is that not the carpenter's son? What do you have to say? All your father does is just knock on wood every day. They became casual with him. May you not be casual with the Lord. If you are casual with him, you are going to become casualty. You will miss out in life. May you honor his holy name, and may you receive him in the name of Jesus. Once you receive him, you get power deposited. Your life is not the same. Now, when you become sensitive and the power is in you, as you even sit, you don't need to start praying before power starts moving in you. You start feeling the fire of the Holy Ghost, because Jesus came to baptize us with what? Fire. John baptized with water, but Jesus baptized with fire. You begin to feel his fire. You begin to feel the heat. You begin to feel something moving. The glory of God begin to move in you. May you receive his glory in your life, and may people begin to testify that Jesus is truly your Lord in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout hallelujah. So that is the word. That is who the word is. The word is a person. Somebody say the word is a person. The word is full of power. The word is full of glory. And it's a glory that you can behold. You can see tangible glory. Somebody shout hallelujah. May you have an encounter with the Lord in the name of Jesus. Now let's move on to more of the word of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Let's look at Psalm 30. Before I go to Psalm 33, let's go to John. John chapter 14. John 14. I'm going to start reading from verse 10, John 14. Read from 10, verse 10. John 14, verse 10. We're just talking about Jesus. So John has spoken about Jesus, Remember, every passage of scripture we read, from when you get home, you need to spend time with that passage, that chapter, read and find out what the content is. So in preaching, we just take pieces because we're dealing with a particular topic. So we put those topics together. Praise the Lord. But you need to study the word for yourself. Study the word for yourself so you don't fall into feeble. Amen? Verse 10, John 14, 10. These are the disciples of Jesus asking. They wanted to know who the Father is. They are saying, show us the Father, show us the Father. Here's Jesus saying, believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? And the words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Somebody shout hallelujah. He has his disciples going from town to town. They hear him saying things, the way he says the scripture, the way they saw power moving and flowing. They're going, what manner of man is this? They see him walk upon waters. They see him stop the storm, calm the sea. Hallelujah. They see him heal the blind. They see him heal the lame. They see the deaf here. They see all kinds. They see the dead raised. And they're going, what manner of man? They've been with him. They eat with him. They see him all the time. Just like you see your pastors all the time. And yet, you begin to hear testimonies of what God is doing. And you wonder, I see him. It's just ordinary like me. What is going on here? That's how they saw Jesus. May we go beyond seeing Jesus as ordinary. May we learn to tap into what he has given to us. In the name of Jesus. So he said, all they need to do is do what? Believe. If you can't believe he's the Son of God, if you can't believe that, believe the works. Once you see the work, it's only God that can do these works. Only God can give eyes where there are no eyes. Only God can give feet or raise the dead. When somebody is dead, they're dead and buried, they're gone. Only God can raise him back. Say, believe the works. So the works are the proof. The proof. The Bible says, by their fruit, you shall know them. May you have fruit that people know that God is with you. In the name of Jesus. Say, believe me that I am in the Father, we're one. And the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. A child of God who begin to feed themselves with the word of God, who begin to acquaint themselves with the word of God, who begin to spend time under the shadow of the Almighty God, stay in that place and let the word incubate and fill every fiber, spirit, soul, and body of them. You can become one with God. You begin to hear the heartbeat of God. Verse 12 says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than this shall he do, because I go unto my Father. You cannot be a Christian for so long that you can't even pray for headache and headache goes away. Say, Lord, help me. Say, help me. He's still dealing with petty stuff. And God said, and Jesus said, greater works. God, help me to believe you. Only believe, that's the word. May we believe him in the name of Jesus. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, my goodness, is going further in. Anything you ask in my name, I will do. That the Father may be glorified in the Son. You can ask, it say whatsoever. So the whatsoever is not limited. You can ask him for anything. They don't ask him to go and kill your neighbor. Because the word of God says, thou shalt not kill. So don't go ask him. If you're a soldier, you're fighting a war, that's a different kind of a feeling. That's a righteous stuff because they're defending the defendless. Amen? But a regular person, don't go kill anybody. So praying that kind of prayer, you're on your own. You can ask God to avenge you. Then he knows how to deal with that. Somebody shout hallelujah. Verse 14, if you shall ask anything in my name, I'll do it. Some people, when they become so, I don't know where they get their righteousness from. They go, I can't ask God that. He has so many people to attend to. Well, he's the father of billions and zillions of people. Amen. Many people have passed through this earth, come and go. We're only dealing with the 8 billion people that are alive right now. But there are billions that have lived and gone. He's the father of them all. Somebody shout hallelujah. And he has more than enough and has provided, and he will continue to provide. Somebody say, my God is enough for me. May he be enough for you and your family. In the name of Jesus. Then Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I'll pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. What did he say? If you love him, keep my words. His commandments are his words. We talked about the centurion. The centurion said, I understand commandments. I'm a person of authority. If I give a command, it is done as I requested it. No debate, no suggestion, no minus, no plus. You do exactly what it is. And Jesus said, if you love me, you keep my word. You don't go start debating with him. I don't know if you meant what you did. He said, ask me anything. That's his command. He said, my Father will do it, and I'll give it to you. Somebody say, I'm a receiver. I'm an asker. If there's a word like that. I'm an asker. I can ask him anything. Say, ask anything. So the check is blank. Fill in the blank. Amen. So it's up to me and you. I don't know. You can feel yours. If not, I'm feeling mine. You don't have to wait for somebody else. Just do yours. Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. While they are debating and questioning and all of that, keep forging ahead. My Father has more than enough. He said his word is better than gold and silver. And he said, the word of God says, the silver and the gold are mine. So he will provide the gold and the silver, but he said, my word is better because the word made silver and gold. Somebody shout hallelujah. Verse 17, even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not. So the spirit of truth, they don't see him. It's also a person. It's not an it. Neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Somebody shout hallelujah. Yes, we read in John 1, say, every man that comes into this world is what? Lit. So the fire of God, the presence of God is in every one of us. It just depends on how big that flame is. Your flame gets bigger and bigger. Your fire gets bigger and bigger as you acquaint yourself with the Lord and obey his commandments. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But you see me because I live, you shall live also. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Let me just read it to verse 23 and I stop there. And at that day, you shall know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. So oneness. Jesus is in the Father. We are in Jesus. So we are one. Amen. Colossians 3 says, my life is hid in God, in Christ. So you are in him. Someone say, I'm in him. So it's in the place of in him that word work. The word does not work when you are not in him. He said the world does not know him because it's the spirit of truth. So when truth goes forth, he goes to do what he needs to do. He said you shall know the truth, and the truth shall do what? Set you free. So when the truth is in you, it sets you free. You are not. He said the world does not know him, but you know him. Somebody say, I know him. Verse 21, he that had my commandments or my words and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. I thought God so loved the whole world that he gave his only begotten Son. And whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16. That is a general agape love that is given to all of us. But to function and to do exploits and to do things and to have the things that you need to do to accomplish purpose on earth, God's way, you must keep his commandment and you must love him. And when you love him that way, he said he will love you back. Somebody shout hallelujah. And I will love him and he will manifest myself to him. Hallelujah. You're not going to see manifestations until you begin to acquaint yourself with the word. Make the word one with you. Because you are word made. So everything that will function that is good for you is the word. It's like a fish swimming on dry land. How long do you think that fish is going to live? It's not going to live long. Doesn't have a day. Doesn't have hours. But the fish is in the water, in the river or stream, or in a well or in an aquarium, in an ocean. What do you think will happen to that fish? It will live. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. If you live outside the word, how long do you think you're going to live? In the word, you begin to have victory. In the word, you are protected. Just live outside the word and see how Satan begins to kick you like a soccer ball. Somebody say, I'm getting back to where I belong. We live in the word. That is our residence. That is our home. That is where we function from. Somebody shout hallelujah. That is where we breathe from. That is where we are comfortable and there's no endlessness. Our breath continues to move on. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. So the fish location is where? The best place for the fish is what? The best place for me and you is where? In the word. Glory to God. Glory to God. The fish understand this. So when it comes out of the water and goes on the seashore and just flap a little, as soon as the sea waves come in, what happens to that fish? Goes back into the water. Once it stays on the seashore, what happened? Predators. Somebody's coming to kill it. Somebody's going to catch it. Somebody's going to squeeze the life out of it. But once it goes in, well, there's expert fishermen, but the chance of survival is better. Stay in the word. 22. Judas said unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my what? You see that? Commandments is the same as words. Somebody say commandments is the same as words spoken by God. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. How would you like God to be living in your residence? He doesn't live in the house made of things in the world. Yes, he made them, but the house he's living in, say, have the mind of Christ. He's going to reside in the person who have the mind of Christ. He's going to reside in the person who allow the Holy Spirit to control their life. He's going to reside in the person who keeps the word. Doesn't just hear the word, they keep it, they believe it, they mix it with faith. They pray, they seek God, they fast, they give God thanks, they give him glory. He said, me, we will come. Me, my Father, the Holy Ghost, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, will come and stay with you. Somebody shout hallelujah. Say, Lord, I want you to stay with me. I want you to stay with me. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, make your residence in me. Be the dwelling place. Let me be a home that you can stay. That's why the Bible says, know you not that you are the temple
of the Holy Ghost.
You are not ordinary. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. All right, I'm going to get out of there. So praise the Lord. Make sure you read the scriptures at your own time. Let us look at John. The psalm already? Or no? Psalm 33. Let's look at Psalm 33. Psalm 33, verse 6. Just one verse. Verse 6. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. So the word of God made everything. The heavens were made, and the heavens are still intact, and they are in place. The sun is still shining. It's not dark yet. It's still shining out there. The moon is still shining. Hallelujah. Why do we believe the sun? If I tell you the sun is not shining right now, would you believe it? It's a figment of your imagination. There's no something like sun. There's no moon. Me saying that, does that make it true? The truth is the sun is shining. The moon comes up at night, and the sun shines by day. And every day there is day and night. Somebody will come say, there's no such thing as day and night. It doesn't exist. You're talking nonsense. Does that make that true? Truth is, there is day and night. So the word of God is telling you what? It said, I use my word to make what you see every day. And they are programmed to come on at certain time and programmed to go away at certain time. And that's been going on from the day they were made. How can God not answer the simplest little thing that you are asking him? Is there anything too hard for him? So the problem is belief. Somebody say, Lord, help me to believe. Help me to believe. Cleanse my mind. Open up my mind to receive you into my life. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Say, by the breath of his mouth. It looks so effortless, but the God who made you and I is telling you how to live. He's the owner, and he's giving us the guide of the owner's manual. Any machine you buy or any accessory that you buy that tells you what to do, there's a manual. This is what you do with this thing. If you do this, it will work for you. If you do that, you will short it and spoil it. The owner is telling you, this is what you do. I made you, and this is how I want you to live. The thing that is sustaining you, that is causing everything to work well for your good, is my word. May you receive him today in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, I receive. Somebody say, I receive. Let us look at the word of the Lord. The disciples kept on asking the Lord, how did you do all the things you were doing? Let us look at John 6. John 6, verse 28 to 29. John 6, verse 28 to 29. Then they said unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? They see him doing all these fantastic miracles. They want to know, because they see him. He's just saying he wears clothes like them, he eats like them, they walk on the earth. He's a man like them. What is the difference? Jesus answered and said unto them, verse 29, this is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he had sent. Somebody shout hallelujah. Say, Lord, again, Lord, help me to believe your word. Amen. It's simple, but it's powerful prayer. Say, Lord, help me to believe your word. Say big amen. Amen. So you want to do miracles? You want to see results? You want to do exploits? Say, believe the word. So, and how are you going to believe the word when you don't spend time in the word? When you don't meditate on the word day and night, Joshua 1:8, can you put that up, please? Joshua 1:8, you can read more on that for yourself. This book of the law shall do what? The law is a word, shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein where? Day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. All that is written, not some. You don't pick and choose. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have what? Good success. That's the owner's manual for success. Hallelujah. That's the owner's manual. You follow it, it will lead you to a wealthy place. Spiritually, physically, financially, emotionally, relationship, in everything, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, John 6:63. Glory to God. These are the disciples, so Jesus is telling them how he's doing what he's doing, and this is what the word will do for you. It is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are what? Spirit, and they are life. So the word of God inside it, compacted with what? Spirit and life, because it's a person. And spirit never dies. Somebody shout hallelujah. Spirit lives on. They never die. They transit from one place to the other. They transit from earth to glory, or they come from glory to earth. Jesus came from glory to earth. Somebody shout hallelujah. He became. He said the word was made flesh. But that word was full of spirit and life. Life everlasting. It's not temporary life, forever. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know how the time goes. So the words he speak, their spirit and life. So when you meditate on that word day and night, what's going to happen? It begins to renew your mind. It begins to give you discernment. Discernment is ability to know what to do, when to do it. And that begins to happen to you. And when that your knower begins to function. And when it begins to function, you know what to do. You'll be at the right place at the right time. You meet the right people at the right time. You will have encounters. May you have Holy Ghost encounters in the mighty name of Jesus. Because if you don't have those encounters, you're going to have a demonic encounters. People have it. You know, nobody is vacant. Either the Spirit of God and the Word of God is controlling you, or the spirit of the world and demons are controlling you. Nobody is vacant. That is a serious thing. You need to go meditate on that and study on that for yourself. Somebody or something will control your life. May you surrender to the living God. Jesus says, there are two masters, but you cannot serve two masters. One is God and the other one is called Mammon. Two masters. Somebody say, I choose Master Jesus. Say a big amen. Let's do one more scripture. I don't know how the time flies, but it does fly. Praise the Lord. Let's do Psalm 107, verse 20. Psalm 107, verse 20. If you've been a believer for more than a year, you should already know this scripture. Praise the Lord. He said he sent what? His word. So the word can be sent. He sent the word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Do you want healing? Do you want to be free from destruction? Do you want to be free from canker worm and palmer worm and all these maggots eating things from your life? It says he sent the word, we do it. But the word has to be sent. You have to speak the word. So you begin to speak the word over everything concerning your life. That's the only word that works. Not your own words, not your eloquence of speech, not your language like English or your natural language like wherever you're born. Like, I have my own native tongue. Not French, not German, not my own native tongue. There are many languages in the world. When Babel came, many languages came out of that. Scrambled languages. But it said the word works against any scrambled languages. How did God defeat the work of Satan? When the children of men said, we're going to build this tower and we're going to go to the Most High God, we're going to do whatever we like. And God said, let us go. They are united. So in unity, you can do anything, good or bad. But God said, let's go there and do what? Scatter them. May God scatter every plan that doesn't work for your life. May he scatter it in the name of Jesus. Say, let God arise and let all his enemies be scattered. And let all your enemies be scattered in the name of Jesus. Everything God has not planned for your life, may it be scattered. Whatever is not planned for your spouse, your children, your grandchildren, your city, your nation, your nation, your ministry, your neighborhood, you say, let God scatter it. Because he's watching over us. May the eyes of the Lord continue to watch over us. May he scatter every plans of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Rise with me. May the sent word begin to work for you now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we send the healing word of God to come to you and your household. Be healed, be restored, be made whole. Be delivered from every destruction. In the mighty name of Jesus, may the word of the Lord come in your life. May it spring forth out of your belly. May it enter your belly as you meditate on it, and may it spring forth with living waters in the mighty name of Jesus. That every desert in your life will begin to bloom and blossom. In the name of Jesus, may rivers begin to flow. Where there has been dryness, may the river of God flow into it, and that the Eden of God will begin to manifest in your life in the mighty name of Jesus, without any serpent or destructive voice. In the name of Jesus, Lord, arise and silence every voice of the enemy. You have given us the power to condemn every voice, every tongue that rises up in judgment against us. Every judgment voice, every evil altar speaking, speaking words of lies and speaking evil, may the altar of God counteract it now. In the name of Jesus, may the word of God scatter such evil altar, evil covenants. In the name of Jesus, God, arise and let your enemies be scattered. And let every enemy of our household be scattered in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we give you praise. We give you praise. We thank you that your word will bring healing, deliverance. We've sent it now, and it's happening, and we thank you, God, for testimonies that we come out of this. We'll never be the same. We acquaint ourselves with your word and stay in your presence under the shadow of the Almighty God. And we'll begin to declare you our rock, our refuge, and our fortress. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise God forevermore. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Now, if you have not given your offering or your tithe, you do so. Church does not exist by osmosis. Bills have to be paid. So let's come together and take care of the house of God. In the name of Jesus. Say a big amen. All right. I wait for you after we all give. If you're not giving, do so. Those online, do the same. And then we're going to close in prayer. Praise the Lord. There's Bible study on Wednesday. And Apostle will be here. He'll be preaching to you on Sunday. And we continue to pray as he's in the mission field. All right, let us. Am I waiting for anybody? Let us rise and close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. The word spoken, let it profit us. The word we have learned tonight, let it profit us. Let all the members of our household serve the Lord. Let us lift our holy hands to worship the God of Israel. Father, may we press on into your word and forget the things that have disturbed us in the past, knowing that the God we serve is the God of now and is a God that is more than enough. You have commanded us to ask anything in your name, and you will do it for us. Lord, we take that and we will do so in the name of Jesus. We give you praise for answers to every request that we make. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Give us a wonderful night rest. Give us a wonderful week, refreshing time. When we go to our various place of work, refresh us. And Lord, may we do that which pleases you. You say, if we love you, we obey your commandment. May we do what you ask us to do. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful work week. Shalom.